the executive search for a new EAA president, an update from Tom Poberesny. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Nobody thought it would be easy finding a new president for the Experimental Aircraft Association, but it's not clear anyone thought it would be this hard either. Controversy has swirled, a couple of people have taken their ball and gone home, and there's still no new president. In two parts, today and tomorrow, ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell gets an update and answers to some direct questions directly from the top.
Tom Poberesny, as I understand it, you're between point A and point B today, huh?
Well, I'm getting ready to go between point A and point B. I'm ready to get on an airplane at Milwaukee's airport here, so just took a few minutes to sit down and talk with you, Jim.
Well, we appreciate that very much. Obviously, the last couple of weeks and months have been probably, I guess the best word would be, interesting.
Now, that's a fair statement. You know, well, life is interesting all the time, Jim, so this is just part of the ongoing process.
Well, the obvious question that comes with everything that's happened up to this point is that there was a recent announcement of the resumption of a succession plan for, you know, whatever period of time you're willing to throw over the reins. What does that process look like now, and how does it differ from succession plan part one?
Well, it's basically a continuation. We've continued to work on the process since AirVenture, and we've retained a search firm, Korn Ferry, which is a national search firm that is working with us, and we had our first meeting with Korn Ferry yesterday in Oshkosh.
What are they going to do differently from what was done the first time around?
Well, I'm not so sure I could so much what they're doing differently. It's approaching the template they use for a search, which is pretty extensive. They're, as you may know, they're a well-known national firm with extensive outreach. It's taking what we've learned from the previous activities, working with us in terms of the skill sets we're looking for, and moving ahead. It's not so much doing it differently as the fact is that we're engaging a new process, and we hope to be very successful in the near future.
Well, one of the questions that comes up with all this, and let's get down to brass tacks here, what's it really going to take to succeed what you've been doing all the last many years? I mean, who is it that you're really looking for? If you had to bottle it up, how would you describe what this job is?
Well, you know, living with it every day, sometimes what you do is you're in the forest and don't always see the trees. So I don't want to go to the detail, but you're looking at someone that, number one, has to be passionate about flying, Jim. I think you understand that as being someone actively involved in aviation. It's an inner feeling that is expressed when people meet with you. They have to have a good aviation background, pilots and so forth, preferably an EA member, someone who's had management and operational experience. As you can appreciate, EA is a pretty complex organization. We run one of the most diverse airlines in the world, the B-17 and other airplanes. AirVenture Oshkosh is a unique activity. It's more than an event. It's a year-round planning activity, chapter program, and so forth. And also someone who's got good communication skills, both written and verbal, in terms of interfacing with a wide variety of members with a wide variety of passions and interests.
Well, part of the problem with the process as it's gone on so far is that, of course, there's been some controversy attached to it, just like all things of some importance. But between the revelations of the resignation letter from Fern Rayburn and some of the communication from David Passahow and others, there's obviously a certain segment of the EAA board that doesn't seem to be that happy with the process. Do you have anything you might say just in basic response to what's been put forward publicly on that?
Well basically, what's been put forth publicly is what you printed from Vern Rayburn's letter, and that's Vern's view of the activities, and appreciate the fact that everybody has their views and so forth, but I don't think it's representative of the majority of the board. And we're basically moving forward. We're engaged actively in the process with the goal of completing a succession plan in a timely fashion at a time when the organization is also moving forward and has been very successful in what is termed by many tough economic times.
Yeah, tough economic times barely describes what's going on out there.
Yeah.
Wow. and the funny part is that at the same time, the show for 2009 defied all expectations.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. You know, I had some pretty high expectations. I think I shared with you before the show this year, and it exceeded that. And not only the show, but many of our activities, our flight operations on an ongoing basis to travel around the country have exceeded expectations in terms of engagement with our chapters and the people that are participating. As you may be aware, we're relaunching Sport Aviation Magazine in January, which has been an 18-month project. So while we're actively involved in the succession planning process, we've been actively involved in moving EA forward, not just Air Venture, which is obviously significant, but on a year-round basis also. And I think it makes it a very attractive opportunity for someone to come into a situation where we're building an opportunity rather than having to address significant change.
More with ANN's Jim Campbell and EAA Chairman and President Tom Poberesny in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell has EAA President Tom Poberesny pinned down in the Milwaukee airport, answering questions about the state of EAA. If you've ever been to Oshkosh during the week of Air Venture, you know the locals simply call the event EAA. For many people, in Oshkosh and without, the association and its signature event have come to be viewed as one and the same.
One of the themes that keeps coming up is this question of what EAA and Air Venture is at this stage of the game. In other words, is this an organization with a great trade show, or is it a great trade show with an organization, just looking at the priorities of the two? How do you respond to that particular query?
Jim, good point. I've verbalized this this question in context many times, and please understand that when I say Air Venture, I don't look upon it as a trade show. I look at it as a unique aviation event. Within that context, Air Venture Oshkosh become to represent more broadly what EA has become in terms of the constituency, the broad spectrum of the aviation community, which, as you know, having been there, it ranges everything from warbirds to ultralights, from certified airplanes in the North 40 to antiques and vintage to things from the A380 to White Knight 2. And so what we need to do is ensure that the organization called EA on a year-round basis is properly placed to address the same audience that it addresses at Air Venture. And so that's really what we're doing. It's really both. It's not an organization-run event, not an event-run organization. It's a hybrid of the two, and they're equal of importance and in stature.
One of the things that does concern anybody, and it's actually obviously something way outside of EAA control, but you know the economy is kind of working its way along, and there's questions about whether it's going to get better or worse before it gets better and so forth. And with the way that EAA is obviously tied to the success of Air Venture, if the economy continues to have trouble, and if the next Air Venture is down significantly, 10, 20, 30%, how does EAA survive that?
Okay, a very good question, Jim. I think a couple of parameters is number one. If you and I had the answers to where the economy was going, we wouldn't be sitting here talking right now. We'd be somewhere else making investments. Having said that, I think that we're going on the basis that the economy is probably sitting somewhere along the bottom and just going to be bumping along for the next year or so, so we don't expect any significant change in that. Having said that, we work hard on the value aspects of the fact is that in tough times such as this, businesses are looking to get the best return on their investment in terms of reaching out to their constituents, to their customers, and so forth. And so we have to continue to make sure that Air Venture is at good value, because unless the business goes out of business, they're going to have to invest in some way to engage customers. Number two, we're working on our year-round activities. As I said, our publication strategy, which hopefully will enhance membership, advertising, and other aspects so that we can overcome what would be termed a difficult Air Venture. The last part of this, Jim, is the fact is that over the years, we've been putting aside funds, what we call a rated A fund, should we have a poor Air Venture due to weather or things outside of our control. So the good news is the fact is that we've invested a portion of funds annually into this rainy day fund for specifically that purpose, to overcome a bad year so that economically we can survive that and move on to the next year.
In tomorrow's continuation of this conversation, Young Eagles is an inspiring, high-profile initiative of EAA. But is the program effective in its stated mission? We posted part two early, so you can hear it now if you prefer not to wait. Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. Tom Poberesny is the chairman and president of the Experimental Aircraft Association. Find out more at www.eaa.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.